This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M like Mary, O-H-A-N like November, fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Schibelhooked, S-C-H-I-B-B-E-L-H-U-T-E, date of birth 12-17-1951. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Schibelhoot, who is doing telemedicine today due to recent hospitalization April 5th through the 8th with exacerbation of COPD, pneumonia, and congestive heart failure. She's still very short of breath, and her rescue inhalers seem to help that symptom more than anything, she reports. So she's been using them quite often, as well as her nebulizer treatments. And she is taking Lasix 40 milligrams Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 20 on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But she did get additional Lasix in the hospital and did lose quite a bit of fluid weight. She does see Dr. Obaid, her pulmonologist, in early May, and Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, also early May for follow-up. She still feels weak and does require quite a bit of rest after being released from the hospital. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has the chronic shortness of breath and does have oxygen, and that is helping. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she makes adequate amounts of urine. Edema is improved after the diuresis in the hospital. No suspicious rashes. Medications, in addition to the Lasix, she's on potassium 20 mil equivalent daily. Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, 15 milligram daily. Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5, a half tablet every other day. Multiple inhalers, rescue inhalers, and nebulizer treatments and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was blood pressure, 106/57. And labs, most recent lab studies, in the hospital, April 6, 2024, creatinine is 1.04. Calcium was 8.4. Sodium is 131. Potassium, 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 26. Albumin is 3.7. Hemoglobin is 12.7. Normal white count. Platelets, 145,000. And she had a pro-BNP level done that was elevated at 3,270. And in June of 2022, the level was 462. So that's markedly elevated when she was hospitalized. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. With stable creatinine levels, we do want her to get labs every 3 months. Two, diabetic nephropathy, that's currently stable. Three, hypertension, not hypertensive today. She should see Dr. Obaid and Dr. Berlin for her follow-up appointments for further management. She may need some adjustment in the Lasix dosage if her fluid continues to accumulate. She does restrict fluids to 40 to 56 ounces in 24 hours, and she follows a low salt diet as we would, as we requested. And we will schedule a follow up visit for her in this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.